I'm very excited to be joined by my next guest. We're out to the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Chris D'Elia, he is coming to Hard Rock Live November 23rd. His Follow the Leader tour. You guys can get your tickets down. MyHRL.com, Ticketmaster.com. Chris, thanks for giving us some time, man. How is your cult? Is it going well? Do you feel satisfied with how things are going?
It's growing. It's growing. If I'm happy, if it's growing, it's growing strong. We're trying to beat, Jared Leto and the whole cult thing. And I don't know. But we're waiting for the day to where we can all be in the log cabin. So we're happy right now, dude.
Is it a lot of responsibility leading a cult? Like, is a lot of complaining?
Not yet, man. I mostly do it just from my house and my podcast, so I don't really deal with the people too much. But we'll get there one day. I'm sure they'll have some complaints. Everyone always does.
So this is exciting. I don't know if you've been to South Florida recently, because I know there's been a lot of construction with comedy clubs and whatnot. But like, Hard Rock's revamped. It's a giant guitar hotel now. It's a big ass theater. Like, are you excited from what you've heard of all the changes?
Yeah, well, I've always liked coming to that area, once they said that they were redoing it, I said I wanted to be one. I was like, dude, I want to be one of the first people to play it. It just opened like 2 weeks ago, right?
Just 2 weeks ago, man. The grand opening was crazy.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I love that area, so I'm really happy to do it.
What was it like meeting Eminem? You're known for your famous Eminem videos, and we saw on social media recently you got to hang out with him. What was that like?
It was insane, man. I mean, he, you know, I've been listening to his music since I was 18, 19. So he was just, they invited me, and I took my opener and my tour manager to the studio, and we just hung out for like 2 hours. It was really cool, man. He was just in the best way, just kind of the most, the coolest, kind of most normal version of him that you'd think he would be. You know, he's a mature guy. It's not, you know, you think of him being this crazy guy because of his music, but he was just a really chill, cool guy.
Is that the coolest like celebrity encounter that you've been able to have from doing your work?
It's tough to beat that one, but you know, I mean, growing up, I loved, like, you know, now I've met and kind of talked with Jim Carrey and Eddie Murphy. Those were all big kind of idols of mine because, you know, the comedy thing. But yeah, in hip hop, Eminem, I don't know if I could beat that.
When do you get word that like he knows that's a thing, that you're doing a bit and that he likes it?
When he tweeted it. I didn't know until then, I guess. I mean, Logic, or I can't remember if he tweeted it first or if Logic reached out to, somebody told me that it was on the song, or my manager called me and said Eminem put it on one of the songs, and I was like, really? Okay, that's awesome. And then they've wanted me to do the video, and they wanted me to play him, and then he played me in the video, which is the craziest. You know, it was just like, the whole thing was so crazy. You never know. You know, I always say, you know, the whole goal of when you do stand up is, the goal is to get a special. The goal is to get on TV. The goal is to make, you know, to sell out theaters. These are all great things, but these are all the goal. When you're doing something like an impression of Eminem and you just put it online, it's not the goal to be playing Eminem in an Eminem video and he plays you. Those are all the things where you kind of just step back and you're like, Jesus, I can't believe that this is my career and my life now. And these are the unexpected things that are going to be happening.
when in your career did it get to the point where you're like, damn, I can't believe I made it moment?
Yeah, people always ask, well, not always, but sometimes people ask me, they're like, when did you make it? And it's just nice, honestly, I keep feeling like, okay, I'll let you know when, but it's just the fact that I'm being asked that question is cool, which means maybe people think I made it, which is awesome. So, you know, I don't know if you ever really feel like you made it, but sometimes in moments like that you do, with, you know, hanging out with Eminem or, you know, playing places like the place I'm going to play, Hard Rock.
Yeah, coming up on November 23rd. Now, I, based on your social media, man, like, you're still dealing with hecklers. Like, this is still a thing. As successful as you are, people are still getting up in the middle of clubs or theaters and thinking they are either going to critique your comedy or be funnier than you at the show?
Yeah, every now and then. I mean, you know, I think I'm loud, my stand-up is aggressive, so maybe it's a little more than the normal comedian, but I mean, every comedian deals with that, you know?
What do you think goes through those people's, like, mind? Is it mostly drunk? Because why do people go to a show and feel like they want to be part of a show?
Some are drunk, yeah, but some people just think it's part of it, I guess. I don't know. Some people are just too excited. Some people just think they're a part of it. I really don't know what's going on through everybody's head, but it's so annoying. I just throw them out immediately. I mean, they think they're going to have fun, like, and talk back, and I just say, okay, throw them out. It's really uneventful, and they feel stupid, so.
And they paid for that. They paid to get thrown out. Good for them.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It sucks for the people they're with. And, you know, it's saying, like, hey, I'm more important than everyone else who paid for the show. It's just, I don't know, man. It's a shame. So that's how I look at it.
Before I get you out of here, man, so just based on what I've seen on the Twitter, are you high on the campaign against the gender reveals? Because my wife, her sister, she just got pregnant, and they're planning the gender reveal. I just got Amazon to damn gender reveal can into my house, and this seems like the worst thing ever. Where do you stand on the gender reveal party?
You could just reveal it when the baby. It's going to be revealed anyway. So just, yeah, I don't. I mean, it's fine if you want to, like, have some friends over and then be like, okay, so this is what it is, but. That's the weirdest thing. I feel like that whole thing is a thing now just because of social media. You know what I mean? So they can post it.
I mean, you've seen people throw a damn, you know, like a watermelon into a hippopotamus. I'm like,
people died because of it. I mean, it's crazy. It's just like, this is supposed to be the happiest moment. Just chill.
Well, appreciate it. Chris D'Elia is coming to the Hard Rock November 23rd. MyHRL.com, you get tickets. Ticketmaster.com, get your tickets there. Looking forward to the show, man. Thanks for spending some time with us, and can't wait to see you down here.
Thanks so much, man.